Hello, everyone. Welcome to Morning English. This is Colin.
Hello, everybody. This is Summer. 欢迎大家收听早安英文。在节目开始之前呢，先说一个小福利啊。每周三，我们都给大家免费送纸质版的英文原版书、英文原版杂志，还有早安周边。大家微信搜索“早安英文”，私信回复“抽奖”两个字，就可以参加我们的抽奖福利啦。很多奖品呢，花钱都买不到。
Yeah, we have carefully picked out these materials. They are very, very good for learning English. If you can persist in reading one book, you will surely be able to speak English at a higher level. So go to the WeChat official account for the lottery right now. Good luck to all of you.
All right, today we'll be talking about divorce. 今天的话题啊，我们单刀直入，来聊一聊离婚。
Oh, yeah, this morning I read some news about it. For the first time in history, divorce proceedings are to be live streamed from courtrooms in England and Wales.
在英国首次啊，在法庭里面呢，可以直播离婚。Divorce proceeding 就是离婚的进程。To be live streamed from courtroom 在法庭里直播。所以现在真的是万物都可以直播。Everything can be live streamed.
But this is not for money or fun. The move is to increase public understanding of the justice system.
对，这个法庭里的离婚直播啊，其实是为了提高公众对于司法系统的了解，它不是娱乐性的。但是呢，现在真的有综艺节目啊，娱乐性的，就是做这样子的离婚直播。
Variety shows that live stream divorce? What? How?
All right, the show invites three-star couples.这个节目呢，邀请了三对明星夫妇，一对已经离婚了，一对在离婚冷静期，一对正在考虑离婚，然后让他们一起旅行18天，让他们来思考啊，沟通啊，之间的一种状态。
Okay, so one divorced couple, one in the cooling off period, and one considering a divorce. And on the show, they just talk about their problems?
Yeah, you're right. 这个离婚综艺啊，它名字叫做《再见爱人》Bye Lovers. It talks about divorce and relationships. So, what do you think? Are you interested in this show?
Of course not. Why should I care about a total stranger's relationship? Even if my parents were to get a divorce...I wouldn't be interested in hearing that.
Yeah, I know that. 我就知道 Colin 应该不怎么感兴趣。离婚嘛，就是一地鸡毛。但是呢，看这个综艺你会发现，不管是明星还是普通人，在婚姻面前都是平等的。而且你情感经验这么丰富，也可以给我们提供一些你的见解呀。
Fair enough. So, let's talk about that today.
Great. 今天内容呢，也都整理成了文字版的笔记。欢迎大家到微信搜索早安英文，私信回复奋斗两个字来领取我们的文字版笔记。
So, you know there's a phrase we often use to describe this kind of thing in English. To air dirty laundry.
Laundry 是衣服。To air the dirty laundry. 把脏衣服晾起来挂出来。
Well, nobody wants others to see their dirty laundry.So if you air the dirty laundry, it means you discuss something embarrassing or bad about yourself where everyone can see, know, and hear.
Got it. 所以这个 dirty laundry 本来是脏衣服嘛，其实就用来指家丑，自己身上很尴尬，不好的事情。所以 to air, air 是空气的 air, 但这里做的是一个动词啊。To air the dirty laundry, 就是说公开曝光这种丑事。让其他人都知道自己做了什么事儿。
So, that's why I have zero interest in this kind of divorce TV show. Don't air your dirty laundry in public. I don't want to watch your dirty laundry.
Right. 但是呢，不得不说，愿意上节目的这三对明星夫妇啊，还是有勇气的。他们愿意把自己的离婚呢放到节目上来讲。I think it's kind of brave that they're willing to air the dirty laundry.
Yeah, right, but it's still a show. So on the show, what did they say about their divorce?
They talked a lot, like the reasons for divorce and their feelings for each other. 节目上他们聊了各自离婚的原因，然后对彼此的感情啊这些。
The reasons for a divorce.
Yeah.
It's not that Tolkien celebrity cited irreconcilable differences, is it?
这有点损啊，这下大家有没有听出来 irreconcilable differences 意思就是不可调和的分歧，就是很多明星啊，他们官宣离婚基本上都会用到这个词，说我们分开的原因是呢，彼此的差异和分歧。
Right. Every time a celebrity couple announces their divorce, they would use this phrase, irreconcilable differences, meaning they cannot agree on most things or on important things.
对，那这个单词其实还有点长啊，那我们在记的时候可以拆开，先找词根。 Reconcile 是调和和解的意思， Irreconcilable 就是不可调和的。
But this reason doesn't mean anything. It's something people would say when they don't want to tell the actual reason for a divorce.
I agree. 这个理由就特别冠冕堂皇，象征性的，大家觉不觉得？说了其实跟没说一样。So Colin said it's just a token sighting. 所以用到 token 这个单词，意思就是说做样子的，象征性的。不过在节目里呢，还比较真实，他们都是讲了自己真实的情感问题。比如第一对夫妇是张赫和郭柯宇，他们问题呢就是不沟通 ，the lack of communication.
Yeah, a typical one. The crux of any relationship is communication.
Crux?
It means the most important or difficult part of a problem or an issue.
Oh, crux 就是说事情的最难点、关键。The crux of any relationship is communication.就是说感情最难的最关键的就是沟通。
Yeah, communication is not as easy as it may seem. It needs someone who's willing to talk and also someone who's willing to listen. If you can't talk it out in a way both partners understand, all that's left is an unproductive argument and growing resentment.
Wow, 感觉你深有体会。 You experience that a lot, right?
Oh yeah, yeah, believe me.Communication is the key.
是的，有感情经历的呢就会理解，如果不沟通啊，问题只会越积越多，然后变成没有意义的争吵，就是 unproductive argument， 还有增长的这种怨恨啊、埋怨啊，这个单词在离婚案里面呢出现频率太多了，这个单词就是 resentment。
Well, resentment is a feeling of anger or unhappiness about something that you think is unfair.Women in unhappy marriages often bear resentment towards their husbands.
对，对某人有怨念，我们就可以说 bear resentment toward somebody. 好，这是第一对。那节目里的第二对呢，是王秋雨和朱亚琼。他们就是男方不懂爱吧，永远就是没时间、没必要、没耐心，而且只会打击女方。It's quite obvious that she's not being loved and also respected.
So, it's a lack of emotional support.
Yeah, I think so. The lack of emotional support. 这一对就是没有情感的支持。
I guess the woman feels undermined, disrespected, and that she wasn't a priority in the marriage.
Yeah, totally right. Undermine 是破坏、损坏的意思。那女生的自信啊，在这个感情中不是在提高，而是不断被打击、打压。Disrespected, 不被尊重的。而且在婚姻里呢，他永远都不是最重要的那一个人 ，not a priority.
They might have full and exciting personal lives, but they feel like they are no longer working as a unit with their spouse.
对，这句话就是说自己生活很精彩，但是有没有对方都无所谓了。然后这里有个词我们可以讲一下，就是伴侣。我们之前都用的是 partner， 这里还可以用到一个单词 spouse， 就是法律意义上的配偶。
Alright, another common reason for people to end their marriage is addiction, like drug or alcohol abuse. Is that also a reason for the couple in the show?
Yeah, you're right again. 节目里的第三对的原因呢，刚刚你都已经猜出来了。他们是 KK, 魏魏和童晨杰。他们问题就是 KK 太爱喝酒了，沉迷上瘾。那这里的上瘾啊，用到这个词 addiction, 动词可以说 be addicted to.
Yeah, and we can also say abuse. It means the use of something in a way that's wrong or harmful. For example, if you have a drinking problem, then you have alcohol abuse, or you're an alcohol abuser.
Got it. 这个词 abuse 就是滥用的意思，酒精滥用 alcohol abuse.
If a partner doesn't want to get help, or they become a threat to their partner's safety, It's often the straw that breaks the camel's back.
The straw that breaks the camel's back. 这个词的意思非常直接，大家应该能猜出来，就是压垮骆驼的最后一根稻草。稻草就是 the straw。所以如果婚姻中呢，有一方有这种滥用上瘾，而且又不愿意改变，甚至是构成了安全的威胁，那绝对就会压垮这段婚姻了。
So, today we've talked about divorce, but I don't want that to be discouraging and stop you from starting a relationship. These are just some lessons we can learn.
我也觉得，知道一段婚姻是如何失败的，也能让我们知道如何更好地开始一段感情。多学一学，多看一看，最后呢，过好自己的日子。
Right. Anyway, that's all the time we have for today.
Okay. 最后再提醒大家一下，今天所有的内容呢，都整理成了文字版的笔记。欢迎大家到微信搜索“早安英文”，私信回复“奋斗”两个字来领取我们的文字版笔记。
Hey, thanks for listening, everyone. This is Colin.
This is Summer. See you next time.
Bye.
This podcast is from Morning English.
学口语就来早安英文。